Greetings today. We're going to pick up where we left off. The last time we talked, we were talking about believing the God of your visitation. And I referenced mainly Moses at that time. And that was quite the story. If you go back and listen to the last video, I mean, that's pretty impressive, right? He had to believe the God that spoke to him. And he had to go back and do these signs and ultimately be that deliverer that God intended him to be for his children. Now, some people might look at that example as Moses as a type of ministry. And there are an awful lot of people that don't feel any inclination at all towards ministry. And that's perfectly fine. Because you know what? You too have to believe in the God of your visitation. And I'm going to relate those scriptures to you today and just talk a little bit about that because I want you to have that confidence within you. You, at some point in your walk with the Lord, you are going to be tried in your faith and you're going to have to be proven within of whether you trust that true and living God. He already knows the decisions that we're going to make. It's actually us that needs to know. We need to know where we stand. We're the ones really that need to know that we truly believe God and that we stand on His word. So let's jump into some scripture here. Let me go right into the book of Acts. And I want to talk about Paul. Now he's on this ship and it's looking pretty bleak, looking like they're all going to die. But then there's Paul. Yes, he is called to be an apostle. I get that. But he was a man. He was a man on a ship. But he knew what God had told him. Let's start in Acts 27, verse 23. And we'll probably go through verse 25. If you want to go ahead and grab your Bible and let's read it together. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Do you see that confidence that Paul had? He knew what God had told him. He knew it through the angel of the Lord, the messenger of God. He knew that. And he had confidence in it regardless of the storm, regardless of all that was going on around him. He knew that. And you know what's even more? He had so much of that faith and confidence within him that he was able to persuade the others. And they could have that confidence too. That is faith that people can feel and have confidence in. And we can live like that. That's what we need to have within us. It is attainable. And that's where I want to push us to. I want us to start striving for that, to believe in that God that dwells within, that God that speaks to us and gives us His instruction. So that scripture always encourages me about Paul there when he says, For I believe God. That it shall be even as it was told me. Isn't that powerful? That is certainly something that will stir us up and encourage us. And it will make us follow this scripture that says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Certainly Paul in that situation, he had to walk by faith, didn't he? Not by sight, but by faith. He had to believe God that it was going to be as it was told him. Well, we all come to that place in our lives. That's how I started the video today. We all come to that place. And I've got another scripture here that I want to throw in and let's pull it all together because I want you to focus on that in your life. You don't need to be called to ministry to have to know the God of your visitation. As a child of God, you need to know the relationship of God within yourself. You need to know that He is truly walking with you and His grace really is sufficient. Let's get to another scripture here and I'm going to tie it all up. 1 Timothy 1 and 18. This is another really familiar scripture. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. I don't know if you've ever had someone minister to you and tell you perhaps what God has planned for your life, what your call of God is, or what the purpose, or if God's just dealt with you in prayer, your own self, about the purpose of your life or the focus of your life. If you've had that experience, then you fight with that and you hold on to that when you're in prayer, as you're serving the Lord. When it looks like all hope is lost, when it looks like there's no way that this is going to come to pass in your life, that's the time to dig in and hold on to that word and believe God that it shall be even as it was told you. You're the one that's got to believe it, nobody else. You're the one. It's between you and the Lord, and you're the one that has to walk it out. I'm going to relate a personal experience with you, and this is not something I do very often, because I do guard my personal life as much as possible, because it is my personal life. But when it is necessary, I do share these things because I want it to be an inspiration to anyone who's having a struggle along the way. For anyone with any questions, doubts, and fears, if I can shed any light on that and any inspiration, I want to do that. So I'm going to just share this brief episode with you. There was a time a few years ago, it was December of 2015. My husband was very sick, and it was a rather fast onset, and we ended up in the emergency room. And the doctor really surprised me when he walked in, and he said, "Well, he's here right now, but in a heartbeat, he can be gone." I was clueless. I mean, talk about a whirlwind just of emotions and thoughts and all of this going on. I was processing it all, and then they took him out. And I'm not going to get into all the details. That's not the point. The drama of the situation is not the point. What the point is what God did. They took him onto the intensive care unit. So when I got in the room with him, he doesn't know who I am. I can't comfort him. He's struggling. And he doesn't recognize me. He doesn't know my voice. I can't give him any peace and comfort. And then his heart started having some real problems, and they had to call in the care team. So I'm standing there. The doctors have pushed me aside. I'm standing there helpless. And yes, I was scared. And yes, I had a lot of tears, a lot of fear. I didn't know what was happening. And probably the number one feeling was helplessness. The doctors were doing all they could do. I couldn't comfort him. But I did know that I had no power, but I know that the God of heaven does have power. And what I began to focus on within myself was, I need to find the chapel. So I left. I left the room. There was nothing I could do anyway. If he was going to die, he was going to die. I wasn't going to be with him in his passing moments. I couldn't help the doctors do what they were doing. There was not one thing I could do except the most important thing, and that was call on the name of the Lord. So I went out to made my way to the chapel, and I got on my knees, and I began praying, and I just kept saying, "Lord, I need to know what the Spirit of God is saying in the situation." I was doing my best to get my emotions out of the way. There was a lot of tears. I'm not going to tell you there weren't. I am not superwoman. I'm not super Christian. I was a wife facing the loss of her husband. I'm no different than any of you. And I didn't want to go through that. And that's what I told the Lord. I said, "I don't want to lose my husband. I love him, and I don't want to live my life without him. Nevertheless, Lord, I accept what your will is. I accept that. And I will go on to serve you all the days of my life. But I sure don't want to go about it at this time and this route." And as I was petitioning the Lord in that prayer, he spoke to me and he said, "I'm not through with him yet." I got to the Spirit of God. I heard his voice. And like that, the Lord brought back to my remembrance a a word that had been ministered to my husband about something that he was going to fulfill in his life, and it hasn't had not happened yet. I grabbed a hold of that. That's that 2 Timothy scripture. I grabbed a hold of that and I said, oh, no, devil, you're not taking him off this earth. He has not fulfilled what God has planned for his life. And I began fighting with that word, and I began holding on to that word, and my faith began coming through the roof. Peace, confidence. I'm not going to get into all of that that happened at that time. I want to stay focused right here. I got in tune with the Spirit of God, and I heard what the voice of God said. I heard what he told me, and he told me not to worry about any tests that they ran, that he was in complete control, and this was going to, that he, main thing was that he wasn't finished with him yet. I got up off my knees and I went back to the room and I sat in the chair and they were still doing their thing, but I had complete peace. I had complete confidence because I believed in the God of my visitation. I know the voice of God. I heard the voice of God and it brought me out. I'm telling you, if you stay in your emotions and you stay focused, you are going down. And oh, it may go ahead and turn out that somebody, you know, he, you know, would have lived on and what have you, but the way I walked it out is what mattered. I was able to walk that situation out in peace, in confidence. I did what he said. I didn't fear any test that they ran, and I didn't fear any result that came back because I knew what God had told me. And it was days before he knew who I was. I had to stand on my own. But I wasn't standing on my own. I was standing in that confidence of God because I believed God that it shall be even as it was told me, because the voice of God had spoken to me that night at 3:30 in the morning. My goodness, you got to believe the God of your visitation. The way you get there is in prayer and relationship with God daily. Daily, walk with the Lord. Be in tune with him. Listen to his voice. Listen to his spirit in the little things. When the big things come, you'll be able to stand. But practice being in tune with his spirit. And I'll say it again. Get your emotions out of the way. Move them out of the way and get in tune with the Spirit of God. Whether your emotion is fear, whether it's tears, sadness, anger, whatever it is, get it out of the way and get in tune with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God won't fail you. It will not mislead you. And it will carry you through and give you the wisdom that you need to walk out every situation. I pray that this speaks to you today, that it encourages you, and let's just keep that focus on our relationship with God and build that confidence that we can believe the God of our visitation. Bye-bye.